check it out.
Okay, yo, you're gonna love this. All right.
What you won't do.
It's time for what you won't do.
Oh, hell no.
The Russ Park
Morning Show.
Oh, yes, sir. It's what you won't do Friday. That's just what we do here. Good morning. Hello. How you doing?
What's going on? What you won't do is have a job fair, ask everybody to come out, and then go on the radio and go on all the weed smokers. Then we get down there, and then you have an unorganized event. That's what you won't do.
Wow. You know what? Wow. You probably thought it was unorganized because you were high. Shut up.
Sir, you actually included yourself. You actually included yourself in the weed smokers, so that kind of just kills your whole argument.
Right, right.
I'm not a weed smoker. That's the thing. Though.
Did you get the job?
Said.
The thing is, I got the job. Now I'm waiting for a schedule. They're supposed to call you back with a schedule.
You went yesterday.
Nobody called you back with a schedule.
Hey, it's
kidding me.
You got 400 people. Give it a minute.
It hasn't even been 24 hours. You know just what? You are very ungrateful.
I don't know if you're so ungrateful.
Finish your blunt and sit down and shut up.
I can tell already. You got attitude. I can't believe him. It hasn't even been 24 hours.
I hope you went down there faked it. I hope you hit who you were. It
haven't been 24 hours, but they staffing for an event that's happening this weekend.
You know what?
They're going to be all right.
They just finished hiring everybody at 4 p.m. last night.
How are you mad that you got a job?
Yeah. I just don't even understand.
They're going to call you, sir.
I think I see why you weren't working before.
But we love you, sir. We love you.
Call me now.
You're one of us. That's what happens. That's one of the signs of
paranoia
and attitude issues while smoking weed will make you impatient and irritable.
Would he call me now?
Yeah. Good morning. Hello. What you won't do?
Miss Raheem out of Raleigh.
Yes, sir.
What you won't do is borrow some money for me. Then I ask for my money. You don't get my money back. Then you ask me to borrow some more money.
Are you talking about Super Ken?
Come on, Super.
And you get mad because I won't give you some more money. You got to pay me back the first money first.
You know?
Thank you. Pay me back the first money first.
You know you owe me that already.
Running tab.
Is that what it is? Okay. Anyway.
Tweet, tweet.
What you won't do is, like, not have a say in the name of your child.
You're a jerk.
Uh-oh.
Steve.
You're a jerk.
I'm not the father, so what can I say?
You know what?
That's what he wrote me.
I have the best name ever.
I'm not the father.
Tell me if you like the name Graciela for a girl. We don't know if it's girl or boy. Graciela for a girl, Blake for a boy, because Graciela is my favorite name.
All right.
So screw you, and I like it a lot.
Whatever.
Kiss my ass. And you know what? If my husband want to carry a baby for 9 months and all the stuff that goes with it, then he can name the baby.
Well, see what? You should have been lucky because he was able to give you that opportunity to carry this baby for 9 months.
Oh,
exactly. Man. Yeah, it took him a second. But it's okay. Took him a second for 9 months worth of work for you.
Hey, Illshark III says, what you won't do is say it's okay for the kids to knock on the door after 10. The master suite is for the master and his suites.
What you won't do is be 19 years old and don't realize a locked door is a locked door.
The hell?
Hey, what y'all doing
Who
in there?
Braxton?
Hey,
Dad. Braxton. Ah.
Mom.
Why the TV so loud?
I hate when they lock the door.
That's not the TV.
Go to the movies.
What are you guys watching in there?
Good morning. What you won't do? Hello, what you won't do?
Hello?
Yes.
What you won't do is say that I have freedom of speech and it'd be my amendment right, and then say I can't use the N-word on a football field or a mixed style.
Wow.
You play football?
Well, you have a freedom of speech, so now you can shut up.
Her amendment, right?
Tweet, tweet.
Not trying to be rude, said, why y'all keep attacking an innocent pregnant woman? That's number one. Moral Beauty B says, what you won't do is get your kid to call me asking if they can come spend the weekend with me at my house. I'm going to tell them no, too.
And that's what y'all do. That's what y'all do. Can I come play with
Uncle
Jared
Russ,
this weekend?
Yes, I love it.
No. And you know Darnell will tell me in a minute, we're busy.
Yes.
And tell your mother, man, don't pull that crap again. Because your mom got something to do.
Basically.
That little hustle. Don't do that again.
I know that one.
Good morning. What you won't do?
Whatever. That's the man.
What's that, man?
Not much, man. What you won't do is not give me an opportunity to come to D.C. and cut your hair, bro. That's what you won't do.
Catch a high.
Cut his hair.
Come to D.C. and cut his hair.
Abra could use it right now. Do you cut hair everywhere?
You going to come all the way from the Ville to cut his hair?
Yeah.
Right. Come on.
Come on now. What you want to do? Good morning.
Good morning, it's Tracy.
Yes.
What you won't do is call somebody's house when Scandal is on. You might get your neck broke.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
Man. People like tweets.
But you know what, Tracy? I Am King Davo says what you won't do is build up the Scandal premiere and then the episode is dry.
I heard
a lot of people said that.
I heard some people tweeted it last night, too.
They just setting you up. Good morning, what you won't do?
What you won't do is have a child that needs daycare and expect me to take your kid to daycare and it don't belong to me. That's what you won't do.
But did you get that good from her the night before? Because if you did,
trade-off, baby.
Comes with the package.
Neighbor, yo, next door neighbor, she's just dirty. No reason.
He didn't say she's just dirty for no reason.
Dirty.
You said she's dirty for no reason.
Oh, no.
That's why I love our listeners, man. Y'all are hilarious. Good morning. What you won't do?
Dirty for no reason. That's hilarious. Wow.
Good morning. Hello.
God. But what she do? Just go over there and knock on the door and say, hey, can you take my kids to daycare?
I'm busy.
Come on.
I got company.
What you won't do? Good morning. Oh, my
God. Good morning. What you won't do is call off work and then call me asking me to meet you on my lunch break. We should have called off together.
You know? Yeah, that's wrong.
She said, bring me my check.
Right?
Y'all pay you that.
Bring my check.
Get my check, girl.
Thank you, baby. Have a good day.